some money. Give me some money.
The Nashville Rockin' Pot Expo. Give us your money.
So we've got Ken Mills and Gary Schaller from the podcast.
Hello.
And
hey,
Matt Porter from the Kiss Room.
Hello, all.
And Brian Sword from the Double Stop.
Hey, everybody.
And Bacco from Cobras and Fire.
That's Bacco.
Hello.
Bacco from Cobras and Fire.
Come on, Aaron Camaro. You ain't got my back there.
And Julian Gill from Kiss FAQ.
Hey there.
And Aaron Camaro from the Decibel Geek.
What's up, guy?
And Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Hey, BJ.
And Ian Wadley from Rock and Metal Combat.
This is actually Eric Singer in Ian's makeup, but nobody cares. <I'm fine. laughs>
And then there's me, BJ, from Rock and Roll. So Woo. We're all together on Skype to record a Circle Jerk to promote the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, because a lot of us have...
Ever since that joined us. he'll be joining us in just a little bit.
Yeah, Kristen's ex at the grocery store. So
is it a Piggly Wiggly?
It is, I'm sure.
So BJ,
apparently he's buying steaks tonight with all the donations. It's gonna be great.
So BJ, what's the purpose of this call today for all of our listeners?
Well, the purpose of this call is to drum up support for the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, because a lot of us have already promoted it on our shows, and besides Rock and Metal Combat, we haven't seen a whole lot of response to that. So, you know, I don't like to think of it as we're looking for donations, because for one thing, all of us for years...
But if you want to send us your money...
Well, a lot of us for years have put a lot of work into our podcasts, mm-hmm. and we're going to put work into it in the future. And this expo, the idea behind this thing is just to celebrate that and to all get together. And also anybody that contributes money and can't come. I mean, what we're really hoping for is that people are going to come to this. So that's the number one goal, is for people to go to the GoFundMe page and pay 20 or 35 bucks and get a ticket. Or get a ticket and a shirt and come and mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. come to this in Nashville, August 26th. So that's the main thing we want to see happen. But then besides that, you know, all of us are hoping to record live episodes at this, and there's a lot of content for our shows that's going to come out of this. So anybody that goes and chips in 5 or 10 bucks, they're investing in that future content, right? So that's another way to look at it. So, you know, it's not, we don't even have to say we're looking for donations. We're just right. looking for either a thank you for all the podcasts we've done in the past, or, I mean, obviously the main thing we're looking for is for people to buy admission, 20 bucks to come to this thing, or, you know, chip in to help the thing happen so that they'll get to listen to whatever episodes we record or whatever fun that we have. So, you know, that's what we're looking for, but we need people to do it ASAP and not say, oh, I'll get to that eventually, or, oh yeah, that's a cool idea, and then forget about it. So I guess that's the purpose of this, of us, all of us getting together, right, is to just try to get the message across that
right.
we need a little help here, because we want to buy plane tickets, we want to get hotel rooms, we want to pay for the insurance for the venue, we want to get shirts made up, all that kind of stuff. So the sooner we have the money, the better to make all of that happen.
Right. And what are all the perks that everybody's giving?
Yeah, and you
know,
yeah, exactly.
One thing, BJ, you know, one of the really important things about this whole Nashville Rock and Pod Expo is, you know, it's a great opportunity to cross-pollinate. A lot of us do a lot of things on different shows, and actually to get together and meet in person, you know, it's not just a bonding experience. It's going to make a lot of our shows better as we go forward. You know, we're going to get to know each other on a personal basis, and when we go on each other's shows and we do topics or collaborate, you know, it's going to make the end user experience a lot better, I think, going down the road.
Yeah, and think about what Julian is saying here, because, you know, we all had so much fun recently when the I video broke. And, you know, that got a lot of coverage on more than one podcast. It was on YouTube. We all, you know, there were, like, talk about Indeed. Your cross-pollination. And that strictly comes down to people collaborating within the KISS fan community, and specifically within the KISS podcasting community. So that doesn't happen without contributions from listeners and also from one another. And this this Nashville thing is going to be an extraordinary opportunity for all of us.
And then you take somebody who can bring as much to the table that, like, for example, Michael Butler. Michael Butler's been doing this probably longer than anybody on this call, right, Michael?
Go Not ahead, probably. Kid. Go ahead, keep stroking.
No probably lot. About that.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Butler was I mean, the guy's a musician. You know his name. You know the work that he's done. And he's done some really great stuff in the field of podcasting. And he's been here the longest. And
you know the sound of wind on his mic.
Anyway, sorry about that sound there, but Michael, I know it's going to be a real thrill to finally be in the same room with you. And the podcast, we've been doing this for 10 years now, so we've been bringing entertainment to people. What, you've been going, what, 11 years now?
Who, me? I've yeah. been going since 2004.
Since 2004, that's quite a long time.
Math's not my forte. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, love you long time, and podcasts have been loving you a long time. We've been there with you on your way to work every day, or maybe at the gym, or maybe when somebody was in the hospital. We get letters from people all the time saying you were there for us, and I really appreciate it. Well,
okay, enough of that, Ken. But what was really great about this thing, if people donate, is it would be nice to meet listeners. And
yes,
certain donations. If you donate enough money, you can like. Do host a show with some of your favorite podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I know one particular show that's not only hosting, will host a show with you, but he'll buy the beer and you guys can drink together. Sometimes you can have dinner with your favorite podcasts.
I'll eat with you.
Well, you got $250. You can eat with me.
That's right. So the thing is that anybody that's listening to this show, no matter what show you listen to, we're going to be doing things that we're calling perks, that we're going to be doing certain things, and they're going to change in order to keep things fun and active for everybody. Like, for example, on the podcast, we're doing a thing where for $100, you can come on and host the show with us, and we'll talk you're in charge of the entire topic. And there's other things. And we're going to be designing T-shirts. A lot of people are saying, well, I can't make it to the actual venue on that date. Well, we're going to be doing something where we have like group shirts where all the logos are going to be on a Nashville Rock and Pod Expo T-shirt. And you'll have the podcast logo, the Kiss Room logo, Cobras and Fires, Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, just all of us. All of them are going to be there. And today, Pods and Sods, Chris Smith and Eric Miller were supposed to be here, but they couldn't make the call today. But they will be represented as well. And so basically, everybody that's on the list is going to be part of these shirts. So you're going to be able to get them. One gentleman asked if people would sign the shirts for them as well. And I think that could be done too, right, guys?
Yeah, but you'd wreck a shirt.
Two of them.
Yeah.
I will actually be signing anything anybody wants. If you bring a Johnny Cash record, I'll sign Johnny Cash on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of my listeners are on parole, so they can't leave the state. So they would appreciate something like that.
Well, I personally would like to take a few seconds and thank all the people who have donated from the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
I call them the Minions. I don't know what you guys call them, but I call them the Minions.
I call them drug addicts, and I can't believe they spent that much money.
Junkies.
And it's amazing, and it's very, very heartwarming. I didn't think I would get this response. Chris Sinzak said, you have a crazy fan base. You know, they will do this, and I have been overwhelmed. I have one gentleman traveling from Ireland to
yes.
come to this.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And what people have reached in their pockets for. And we're offering a lot of stuff, too, with the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, where people can be part of the show. They can pick what album we review. You know, we can do drugs together, but it's BYOD, bring your own drugs.
Right.
But
or,
you know,
or bring your own dealer.
Yeah, yeah. And there's also a whole bring your own mom thing, too.
Hot.
You know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think another thing is not only do the fans get to meet us, but they get to meet other fans. Most of us have Facebook pages. where people interact every day. And, you know, everybody gets to come together and meet each other and just, you know, celebrate what we do. And I think this is an incredible idea.
Plus, hang on a second. Hang on. Wait, just don't bring Chris Sinzak's mom. Sorry, I just was making a little note.
Yeah. Don't bring Chris Sinzak's mom. You know, we will actually be able to be in a room with the Ralph Vieira, Dr. Yeah. Fuck himself.
Yes, he will be there.
And nobody's cooler than Dr. Fuck, not even Ian Wadley. He'll be the first to mention that as the GIMP. He'll be the That's first right. to mention that. So I personally would like to thank everybody over at the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. You guys, every time I come over there, you guys treat me like gold. And it's because of the way Ralph and Ian treat me. And I really want to thank you all for giving. Seriously, you guys are the best.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, we're always sucking up so we can get on your show, but it never happens. So.
Oh, come on.
What?
You'll be back. You'll be back.
I like the monkeys too, God damn it.
That's right. And it's, you know, that's the thing. There's such an incredible amount of diversity in the shows that are represented. I mean, sure, we're going to have 512 different KISS podcasts represented, but we're also going to have the Cheap Trick podcast represented. We're going to have Michael Butler's podcast, Decibel Geek.
I thought you meant because I'm Jewish, like diversity.
No. Cobras and Fire, just so many people and so many different
Nobody
topics.
Nobody knows what Cobras and Fire does.
Well, why don't you tell people what Cobras and Fire is?
Well, fair enough. Thank you for the introduction there, Ken. Well, I don't know. I think a lot of it is our commentary is based on the reaction we get from most of the people. We've been doing it for about 2 years now. We're also sucking off the teat of all you guys, so we thank you very much for including us on this. But yeah, we take things lighthearted. We of course have a KISS slant, but we deal with basically unheralded music. We try to focus on new bands that aren't getting a lot of attention because radio and record sales are kind of down. But that's Cobras and Fire in a nutshell. We're sarcastic assholes.
All right. Very good. And Brian Sword, would you like to talk about your show?
Sure. I kind of do the weekly profile interviews with a lot of producers, a lot of 80s rock guys, a lot of guitar shredders, starting kind of when they picked up the instruments to go through their whole career up till today. It's kind of a 60 to 75 minute full view of their life kind of interview.
Mm-hmm. Michael Butler, tell folks about your show and a little bit about you.
It's not for everybody. I would suggest most people probably in this group probably would not want to listen to it. But
I like it.
Me talking to myself pretty much with no listeners. But if you'd like to be a listener, I would very much appreciate it.
And you also
probably not for you.
Do you answer? I mean, that's really the big issue here is when you talk to yourself, do you also answer?
I will have conversations with myself, as the guys from Classic Metal will attest to.
Conversation with voicemails. Ken, I have one question. I just want to ask a question. What's the end game?
The end game is to have a lot of fun. The end game is to meet one
exactly.
another.
Fun. Yeah, that's the end game.
And there's also another end game. There's a lot of people who over the years have been listening to us, and we're going to actually get to meet them, shake their hands, sign whatever they'd want to, and get pictures with them. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun. It's basically one of the coolest damn parties that's ever going to be thrown, and you're either there or you're not.
Exactly. Here's the thing. We're very much hoping that people that are fans of all these podcasts are going to come to the show. Mm-hmm. So, and admission is $20. So if you go to the GoFundMe, the Rock and Pod Expo, what is it? GoFundMe.com/Rock and Pod Expo. If you go there, then you can buy your ticket right there for $20. Or if you pay $35, you get a ticket and a shirt. But we know that a lot of people out there listening aren't going to be able to come to Nashville for this. But the thing is, we know that if you add all these shows together, we've got thousands of people that listen, right? So if everybody that's a big fan of these shows just goes and chips in $5, that's all we need. That's all we need, because we've got plenty of people that listen to these shows. So if you can't come, just go chip in $5. That's it. That's all we need, because there's thousands of people out there listening. So, you know, $5 from thousands of people helps a lot. So it's,
you're putting a down payment on some very cool content that's going to be coming down the pike. And look, if you distribute that $5, if you think of it this way, if you distribute that $5 across the span of how many episodes of how many podcasts of how many hours of your life that you're listening and having a good time, it's really, you know, it's pennies on the hour, right?
6 hours yesterday for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the panels are worth mentioning as well. I think that's going to be a big part of the show.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we haven't even talked about, we're going to put on a record show here, which I'm very excited about. That was, Chris Sinzak had the great idea to do that. And yeah, we, you know, all of these, all of us podcasters together in the same room is just going to lead to collaborations. You know, we don't even know exactly what's going to happen at the event yet. But
there was talk of like a free kind of instrumental jam. A lot of us are musicians.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that's something I'm very much looking forward to. I'm you know, hell or high water, I'm bringing a guitar.
And some celebrity signings as well, I think, right?
Yeah. Chris is working hard on getting people there. Michael Wagner's going to be there. And there's going to be a guy dressed as Gene Simmons.
Well, look at it like this. You've got the lead singer of Thrash or Die's going to be there, and the bass player of Exodus, for God's sake.
Hey, lead singer from Jesus Chrysler as well.
Yeah.
Lead guitarist from Lovebox, I heard, is going to show up.
And noted Kiss author Julian Gill will be there.
Julian.
Yeah, you, you just had to go there, Ken. You know, but here's something for everyone out there, that if you're in the Nashville area and you're going to come down and you've ever bought one of my books, and what, we've had 18 different pressings of some of them, I will sign anything for you. Simple as that. You know, you've bought the book, come on down. It's going to be a fun opportunity to meet you face to face. And if you've not been a fan of the FAQ message board, you can come down and tell me to my face.
I'm looking forward to doing that
That's
myself.
The reason I'm coming.
No, we love what you've done, and you know, it's part of the community that you've helped build. And like Matt Porter, why don't you tell people a little bit about the Kiss Room if they're not familiar with it?
Well, you know, obviously the Kiss Room is just once a month, and we do all Kiss. And the fun thing, one thing I was going to chime in was, back in October, we did about an over 3 hour live podcast from the New Jersey Kiss Expo. And it really is a totally different dynamic than I think a lot of us are used to, because you have this energy of people that, and what we did was, people could just walk up to the table, and I was talking to anybody who would walk up to the table. So really anybody that really wanted to be part of it was part of the live broadcast, and you got this energy from people that everybody's there with kind of the same idea. Nobody walks in the door with, like, you know, anger or a chip on their shoulder. They're there to have fun. And it really is this great mix of people that have, you know, either an interest, obviously when it was the Kiss Room, it was Kiss fans, but they're interested in music, they're interested in podcasts, they're interested in all the kind of fun things that all of us, I think, share every time. And I think really what's amazing is when you really meet these people face to face that you've been listening to sometimes for years, it's pretty trippy, because you realize that voice that you've been listening to for so many years, there's that person. And it's a really kind of an amazing experience. And I mean, I'll give a shout out. Joe Polo actually was up from Georgia and came on the Kiss Room. And when you're standing there in the room talking to somebody that you've been listening to for that long, and there they are right there, that's pretty damn cool. And that's really what I'm looking for, is that I think when you get that kind of energy together, it's amazing. And I mentioned it on the last episode of the Kiss Room that really, look, we're having, like you said, it's a big party. And all we're saying is, look, just bring a bag of chips. You know, what is the cost of, you know, $5 if you can throw $5
in? $5
in. And now I got some great echo. Look at that.
Now I got some great echo. Look at that.
So groovy, I dig things. I don't know what that is going on, but hey, that's fantastic. And I'll turn the mic back over to everybody.
The Matt Porter.
Woo! Yeah, well, that's a great point, Matt, because I was thinking about that. One of my favorite podcasts is How Did This Get Made? And they do studio episodes and they do live episodes. And they're so much better when they do live episodes, because there's a completely different energy to it. And so, yeah, it's going to be so interesting to hear what live episodes come out of this from all these shows. So that's going to be a big part of it. And yeah, so anybody that's going to get to hear is excited to hear a live episode of the podcast. Well, go chip in $5 because you're going to get to hear it, you know, down the line. So,
and I believe from calling from the frozen food section is
yeah, I think Chris Sinzak is on.
Yeah, he's
is that him?
I believe that's him. I think he's in the frozen food section and he's got the door closed right by the fudge sickles.
I think he's making a delivery. He was backing the truck up to the dock right there. I think.
No, I'm actually at home drinking beer because I had to drink to put up with you knuckleheads.
That'll do it.
Hey, Chris, welcome. We've been babbling for about a half hour now.
That's good.
We're lost. Babble on.
So, Chris, what are you most looking forward to come out of the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo?
Seeing all you guys finally in person. That's the biggest thing to me, but
that's the end game?
Yeah, that's the end game.
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, I'm just asking the question. I just you know.
BJ, you know, I gotta give him a lot of the credit because I mean we've always just hypothetically talked about doing this for years, but when he came to me and he was like, "What if we did it in Nashville and did it as a crowdfunding thing?" I'm like, "Well, that'd be cool." And then gear started turning and it's like, well, what about record dealers and what about some of the people that live here that are, you know, rock guys? And it just sort of kind of just organically took shape. But no, I'm excited for it. And obviously I want us to do, and that's why those of you that are listening to this, and it's a crowdfunding DIY thing because it's the first year and we want to make this as a success on our own for year one. And then next year we can really look at bringing in real sponsors and everything, but we got to prove that we can make it work for 1 year, and then after that, I think it could become an annual thing as long as it goes off real well.
Is there a list of people that are coming either way, gentlemen?
You mean of podcasts?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all on the GoFundMe site, the whole list of shows. We've had a couple drop out that we were hoping were going to come. I really don't know what the story will be with History Science Theater. I think they're still on the list, but... but yeah, it's like 20 shows are represented or something like that. But of course, Ken, you're on about 17 of those, but you
right.
know,
yeah. I mean, just myself, I'll be representing the Monkees, Cheap Trick, Kiss, and, all of pop culture. So there you go.
Yeah. Just the idea is any podcast that's kind of a rock and roll centric podcast, you know, that's the idea behind the event, is that, you know, we've got this whole community of rock and roll podcasts and we're all going to get together and hopefully, you know, a lot of the people that are fans of the, I mean, I think there's a lot of overlap in our audiences, but there's plenty of people that just listen to probably one or two of us. So, but yeah, just, you know, the thing that'll make this really great is if the people that listen to the podcast come to it. But I understand that not everybody can come to Nashville on a Saturday, but
right,
you know, we're all going to be there, so.
So we want you to come down.
And there's going
to
be multiple people from some of these podcasts as well. I mean, there's three of the guys from the FAQ podcast who are planning on coming as well to Nashville. You know, and right. we're not just coming for the barbecue. Simple as that, right. You know. And what we found out, we did the book signing at the LA Expo in January. You know, a lot of people came up to us, and Ken from the FAQ podcast was with me. And, you know, they were asking to take photos with both of us. And they were, you know, expressing thanks to, you know, what we produce for them on a week in, week out basis. So, you know, that was really cool to really meet the fans who listen to the shows every week, you know, because without them, we're nothing. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to with Nashville and doing this Rock and Pod Expo. It's going to be an absolute blast.
So, is anybody else worried that there won't be, like, something for KISS fans available at this?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If this doesn't accomplish anything else but putting Ken Mills and Gary Schaller in the same room, accomplished something, right? We've accomplished something amazing right there. So,
dude, that's what I'm so looking forward to. And I'll say this, not to get too sentimental about it, but you know, the band's not going to be around forever and ever. And you know, there was a time when I think, you know, the way to stay connected with the KISS Army was, you know, going to the record store, buying whatever the new album was, going to the concerts, seeing your friends year after year. At this point, this is a lot of what it means to be in the KISS Army, is these podcasts, websites like this, meeting on Facebook. these friendships that have developed so richly over the past, you know, 10, give or take, years. And so an event like this can't, I don't think we can underline enough how important this is as a, in terms of an investment in the future of the KISS Army.
Agreed. And we have invited as many of the strippers in Nashville to come down as well. So
totally.
Hey, Vinny was available? Wow.
So there you go.
Oh.
Boom. You know his wife's dead, he's damn it.
He's always available.
Pool repairman, but I don't have a pool.
I'm totally my mouth shut on that one.
Here comes
the How do you like your tires, Chris?
Where's Camaro? Aaron, are you on?
I'm here. I'm just chilling, listening to everybody. This is going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it.
Hey, Chris and Zach, how do you like your tires?
I plead the fifth.
Yep, I heard they're pink walls.
With gold trim.
Just your mom's, Ian.
Wow. So come on down to the White Men with Inside Jokes. in Nashville. That's White Men with Inside Jokes.
Hot.
Saying things that go right over your head for 7 years.
Suck a dick and pay your taxes.
Well, I might.
Yeah, it seems like it might be winding down here. So we need to get the plugs in for the websites, right? GoFundMe.com/RockNPodExpo, not and, but just N. And then NashvilleRockNPodExpo.com, thanks to Mr. Julian Gill. We've got the website up with all the perks. You know, you could pay $50. You could do a No Shame episode with me. I'm sure I'm going to have plenty of people. Chris, when are the Decibel Geek perks going to be on there?
ASAFP. It's been a rough weekend, but I'm working on it. Trust me.
Yeah, no problem. But so when you go to that website, Julian and Chris have put a lot of work into that website. And, you could just click on the boxes for the different shows and, you know, if you contribute certain amounts of money, if you want to be a guest on a show or participate in one of these shows, Brian, do you want to explain the perk that you're offering, Brian Sword from the Double Stop?
Yeah, on my show, I've got John Cutie Birdie, who is the producer for Joe Satriani. I've had him on a couple of times, and he's agreed to come on and do a bunch of, you know, a dozen or so questions from whoever wants to take my perk, and then I'll get them on after. I'll send them the interview in advance, and they can come onto the show, and we can discuss what the answers were, what they were looking for and whatnot. But it's a chance, I think, since I dial in a bit more to the shred guitar side of things, to kind of work in somebody from that world.
Right on. So if you're a fan of the Double Stop and you're a fan of the guitar shredders and you want to participate in a cool episode with Brian, you know, that perk's available on the website. All the podcasts pretty much have perks available there, so check out the website and the GoFundMe page, of course. And like we said, if you can't come, $5 helps a lot. So,
right, you know, because there's been a lot of people since the inception of this that have been putting a lot of work behind this. I know you guys have all been working pretty hard on it. I know that, you know, Ian and Ralph, I mean, they've rallied the troops to get a lot of people to donate to this and try to help make it happen. And,
yes, sir.
You know, it's very good. It's a really good thing because, let's face it, you know, podcasting is the wave of the future. More and more people are catching on to it every single day. You know, we've each one of these shows that are involved in this has a unique following of their own. And all together, we're all brothers and sisters in rock and roll. And, you know, that's who we want to see show up at this show. Mm-hmm. So if you can be in this area, you know, please do attend, you know. And the best way to do that is to go to the Kickstarter and get your ticket through that, you know, because that's going to help it. You know, it's going to get your place in line. It's going to help everything fall into place. And the sooner, the better, because let's face it, airline tickets and everything, they get more expensive as the day goes by. So if you're thinking about doing this, you know, jump on the case, get your tickets now, do it through our crowd fundraising thing we're doing. And, you know, do it quickly because we want to get this together because Chris and I are ready to start going around town here in Nashville on the ground, you know, putting the word to the people on the streets, hanging posters, whatever we got to do to make this a huge rock and roll community event that a town like Nashville will never forget, you know. And we're hopefully going to get some coverage in the Nashville scene, you know, the week before it happens. So
everything on the ground here, Chris and I will handle, you know, and I know you guys have all been working really hard to make it happen. And I know the listeners of all of our shows have really pulled together to start donating. And we need, if you haven't done it yet, you know, please go ahead right now, as soon as you're done listening to this, and make your donation, you know, for whichever show it is, because all these shows got great perks and you can pick and choose whichever one or ones that you want to do. You're not limited to just one. You can donate as much as your little sweetheart desires, and we'll love you for it forever. So get out there as soon as you're done listening to this and do that donate, and don't say, well, maybe next week, maybe the week after. We need you guys, and we need you now.
And, well said. You know, I want to say, you know, I want to thank the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast listeners who have pledged already, because, you know, initially, I know I made a lot of promises during the election. I said Mexico was going to pay for this expo, but it didn't work out that way. You know, but we've had, they're going to pay you back. A lot of our fans have even double dipped because we did, you know, phase one was just to get the hall rented. We did that. We accomplished that. It was amazing. And in damn near 2 days, we raised that much money. And now, you know, everybody has all these, you know, perks. And for the listeners, man, we're offering all kinds of amazing shit that you can do to be part of our shows, the shows that you love. And, you know, I've seen people, you know, double dip donating. And another thing I'm going to do, I have a radio show, the Wadzilla Rock Show. And I talked to the great Chris and Zach about this. I'm going to do a fundraiser on my radio show where I'm charging people to play songs. And what I'll do is, instead of playing the great music I normally play, I'll play like 90s Metallica and The Elder until people chip in and, you know, pay like $5 to hear a song.
You could go all, you know, Sammy Hagar. Until people really donate the money.
Well, I love my audience, so I wouldn't do that. But there's all kinds of ways everybody can do this and raise funds. And most importantly, this thing is in August, so make your plans now because we want you to be there.
Yes.
You know,
and listen,
you know,
if you're listening,
show up.
If you're listening and you're a Sammy Hagar fan, Wadley's going to be there, and just bring a baseball bat. Have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I encourage my friends to come and buy Sammy Hagar vinyl, and we will burn it at our table. It'll be great. It'll be great. And I will be signing copies. I will be signing copies of our new book, the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast book, 6 Degrees of Sammy, Exposing the Red Menace. And, you know, that's where we point out everything bad that's happened in the world and how you can attribute it to Sammy Hagar. I'm talking JFK. I'm talking Cop Rock. I'm talking 9/11. It's all traced back to him. We got a book. We couldn't put words because then you could get sued for slander, but I put a picture of the atrocity next to a picture of Sammy, and I let the listeners come to their own conclusion. I mean, it sells itself.
Well, 9/11's bad enough, but, man, Cop Rock, that's a bridge too far, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I haven't even got to OU812. This guy's responsible for tragedies.
Can I quickly make a couple of KISS-related guest announcements that I just confirmed recently?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Toby Wright is going to be at the convention.
Awesome.
So if you hate Carnival of Souls, you can come there and blame him.
I will do that.
Okay. And I also confirmed Gary Corbett will be at the expo also.
Nice.
Awesome.
Very cool.
I'll bring my Tom Dickey and the Desires album to get signed.
Yeah, I was just going to say, bring your copy of She's So Unusual, right? He's on that too. Yeah,
he wrote Sheboff.
Awesome. Yep. What a great song. Hey, fellas, I'm sorry to be the pooper of the party, but if I don't run, then I'm going to have the run.
Yeah, I think anybody who has listened to this entire episode, you don't have to donate. We should have to pay you, right? So, yeah, we should probably
the various podcast Facebook pages, whether it's Podkist or Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, whoever's podcast you're listening to this for. We will be doing updates as far as perks and ways to help get you involved one way or the other. And remember, at the end of this, you're going to have episodes of the Podkiss and the Kiss FAQ and Rock and Metal Combat Podcast and so on and so forth that are going to be recorded live, and they'll be live on MP3 for you. So this is for you. So,
and another thing, Ken, I'd like to mention is Chris set up a great Facebook page that has updates. It's the Nash Rocket Pod Facebook page updates. and everybody can find out, because there's going to be more people joining in. The bigger this gets, the more people we're going to get, and it's going to be incredible.
It's going to be great.
I can't wait to see you all there. And, gentlemen, I'm out like trout.
All right.
See you, Gary.
Bye, Gary's man. At the drive-thru, so he just, you know. He's, Wendy's. I hope he gets fries with that.
God, I thought he'd never shut up.
Well, if anybody wants to, has the ambitions to take over a podcast, I will probably be passed out by noon so they can pretty much have the Cobras and Fire podcast of their own.
So. Oh, boy.
There's an incentive.
Yeah, this will be fun. We all get to drink together and everything. I can imagine the hijinks.
The Wisconsin guy chimes in on drinking.
Shocking.
Dude, I'm the one
passed out at noon, so I don't know.
Don't worry about it. I just binge watched Breaking Bad. I can make some wicked meth. We're gonna be up for days.
Oh, God.
Looking forward
I'm gonna try to figure out where the line is between Ian drinking too much and where it becomes performance art, because it's gonna go over that line. I think.
Awesome.
The line'll be up my nose. This is gonna be awesome. I can't wait.
Hey, guys, I just want to point out that I just looked at the GoFundMe page, and so far 95 people have contributed, which is pretty amazing so far.
Yeah. And multiple contributors, too. I love that. People have donated more than once.
Yes.
And, yeah, quite a few people. I went through and I made an alphabetical list yesterday of everybody that's donated, and there might be like 10 people that have donated more than once. It's pretty impressive.
That's
so
amazing.
Well, and another, you know, Ralph's not here because he had to do a show in New York this week. But we're going to start recording already episodes that, you know, fans donated, so they got to pick their own. And I think once those start rolling out and people are like, fuck, I want my own episode, we're going to get more people coming back and like, fuck it, I'm going to pay $40 to hear whatever album reviewed I want. So I think that'll help too.
Definitely.
Oh, so, man. Chris Sinzak, is there, you think there's anything else we should add or?
I mean, it sounds like you've given out all the pertinent info and everything. I'm sure you've mentioned Michael Wagner coming and all that.
Yeah.
And, but no, it's, you know, the advanced ticket sales get in an hour early. Now just got vendors coming on board, and it's exciting. But yeah, like Aaron was saying so eloquently, we gotta get the travel booked sooner rather than later. So if you're on the fence about this, make the donation now, because we need the money earlier.
Yeah, that's the idea. Do it now. Buy your ticket. If you're going to come, don't wait until August to buy your tickets. Buy them now. And if you can't come, just go chip in $5 or $10. Yeah. Anything helps. We have plenty of listeners to all these shows that we should have no problem raising the money we need if people just chip in $5 or $10 even. So,
yeah, and if you can't, buy the t-shirt, you can just tell people you were there.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll mail it to you.
If it gets too down to the wire, then I'm gonna film slow motion video of Aaron looking really pathetically at the camera and playing the Sarah McLachlan song. So just know that it's coming.
I wouldn't worry. You know, according to Fox News, I have over 2 billion downloads. So you know, go fund me or go fund yourself. You know, give me your money.
Fund us until it starts feeling bad.
All right, well, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for attending the Circle Jerk on Skype. And, you know, I guess we should put an end to this, because
this
I'm sure everybody has stopped listening by now.
This is my first time talking to Moski. I just want to thank you for bringing me on. Thank you.
Oh, maybe.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks,
guys.
All right. Later, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Give me some money. Give me some money.
The Nashville Rockin' Pot Expo. Give us your money.
I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But baby, I don't.
Excellent.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.